Proclamation number 6083 of 19th of October, 1954. Struggle of faith. Deny God. End. The time is approaching when you will be faced with the decision to confess me and my name before the world. And this will take place in such a way that you will all be appalled by the brutality of people who are in bondage to my adversary, which is expressed by the fact that they obviously take action against me. The form of the battle of faith you have to expect is hardly conceivable to you now, because the earth has not experienced anything like it since its existence. For at all times there was a belief amongst people in a higher being to whom people were subordinate. And this being was worshipped, even though people usually had a wrong idea of this being, and thus a kind of polytheism developed. But people always gave honor to one, God. And the question of dispute was always which of the many gods was the right God, if only one God was to be accepted. But the battle that will now break out is about the complete eradication of the doctrines of faith. In a being that is only recognized through faith. This belief in a higher being is to be eradicated. The belief in itself is considered to be detrimental to humanity and is therefore fought against with all severity. One tries to scientifically explain and justify everything in creation, but to eliminate a creating power, i.e., to deny it completely. They want to create a different level of thought for people, and so they are rigorously demanded to give up all previous thinking and knowledge and to affirm this openly before their fellow human beings. Thus my adversary, who only uses people to achieve his aim of ousting me from people's hearts, is clearly and unequivocally declaring war on me myself. It is not about the victory of one school of thought over the other, it is not about reforming a doctrine. It is only about faith in me, who must be acknowledged as Savior Jesus Christ if you humans want to become blessed. And you should now deny me, you should decide for me or for my adversary. This demand will be made of you humans and you should now resist it. You shall openly confess for me. You should fearlessly side with me and thereby provide the evidence that you belong to my own, who will remain faithful to me until the end and whom I will fetch in utmost adversity. This is the end when my adversary will obviously take action against me. Then the hour of judgment has come. For then he exceeds the limits of his authority and then I intervene and imprison him. Then my might and power and glory come forth in exact retribution according to law and justice. Amen.